In this bulletin, spending on women, childcare, aged care, disability and mental health expected to feature in the federal budget. An escape tunnel discovered at a detention centre in Western Australia. And in sport, Australian basketball star Liz Cambage withdraws her threat to boycott the Tokyo Olympic Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megaloconomos. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says his second pandemic budget will secure Australia's economic recovery. The federal government is expected to deliver a big spending budget in an effort to boost Australia's recovery from COVID-19. It is also aiming to drive down the unemployment rate to a figure below 5%. Mr. Frydenberg says the National Disability Insurance Scheme is not being forgotten.
This is a wonderful program. It's made a profound change to the lives of Australians with disabilities and their families. We all know stories of people who have been assisted by the NDIS. And under the coalition, the NDIS will always be fully funded. We need to ensure it continues to remain sustainable. But under the coalition, we are deeply committed to the NDIS and we'll always ensure that it's fully funded.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has criticised the government's upcoming release of the budget. He says the government is not adequately addressing economic issues related to aged care, childcare and women's economic security.
This is a government that waits until there's an absolute crisis before it acts, and then it's all about political management. This budget looks like an Easter show bag. Something that's flashy, looks good in the short term, but doesn't actually last.
Opposition Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the underlying aim of the budget is to further the Morrison government's agenda.
What we'll see tonight is a lot of spin, a lot of marketing. This budget tonight will be all about getting the Morrison government back into office and not about getting Australians back into secure, well-paid jobs that they can feed their families on.
Reopening Australia's borders is set to be at the centre of today's budget unveiling. It is expected to outline a timeline for the opening of Australia's international border in 2022. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham told Channel 9 that the health of Australians remains the priority.
Australia's doing well and that enables us to invest. And you look across the world, in Europe they're going back into recession, a double dip recession induced by COVID. In India we can see the health catastrophe that's happening there, and so in Australia, we want to make sure that we keep people safe, which is why we're being so cautious in things like international borders.
The Refugee Action Coalition has revealed an intricate escape tunnel has been discovered in the Falcon compound of the Yonga Hill Detention Centre in Western Australia. The tunnel is approximately 3 metres deep and 20 metres long. Victorian crossbench MP Fiona Patten is set to call on the Victorian government to establish 3 new safe injecting rooms in areas of Melbourne with high levels of drug use. Under her proposal, the new centres would have the capacity to perform pill testing also. Acting Premier James Molino says the government will follow the recommendations of an independent inquiry.
We've been really clear on our approach. There was a significant independent review of the medically supervised injecting rooms. There was a recommendation that there should be one further safe injecting rooms in the Melbourne CBD, and that is precisely the work that we're doing. Nothing beyond responding to the independent review, which is one further injecting rooms in Melbourne CBD.
The City of Sydney has accelerated its net zero emissions goal by 5 years to 2035. The City of Sydney was the first local government in Australia to become carbon neutral in 2007, and its operations are now powered by 100% renewable electricity. And in sport, Australian Olympians have this week begun receiving vaccination against COVID-19 ahead of the delayed Tokyo Games in July and August. The Australian Olympic Committee has established vaccination centres in most capital cities. Chief Executive Matt Carroll says it gives athletes comfort and certainty. Mr. Carroll also addressed growing opposition to the event by the Japanese community.
It's not surprising that resentment would be building in Japan. I mean, the government is committed, and in terms of their Prime Minister is committed and the IOC, to making it a safe Games. And you can already see the measures. And getting the Australian team vaccinated is obviously important. There's over 60% of the National Olympic teams have also getting vaccinated at the moment. So there's that. No foreign visitors are very important. So a lot of measures being put in place. The athletes go to the bubble of the village, they come out, they go to competition, and 48 hours after they're finished, they're on the way home.
Elsewhere, Australian basketball star Liz Cambage has announced she will compete for the Opals at the Olympic Games. And now for a look at today's weather. It's sunny in Perth, cloudy in Adelaide and Hobart, showers in Melbourne, Canberra, Sydney and Brisbane, a little humid and sunny in Darwin. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.